T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A very prominent Democrat, who no doubt is hoping that his colleagues will do well in November, is the Lieutenant Governor, Justin Fairfax. And let's be honest, he wants to run for governor in the next go-round in another 2 years. But this series of allegations of sexual assault, rape, sexual impropriety from many, many years ago seems to be stymieing that. So Justin Fairfax has announced a $400 million lawsuit against CBS News. Does that make sense? Bill Oglesby is a local TV news veteran. You remember him from Channel 12. He is an attorney and he's a media studies professor at Virginia Commonwealth University. Bill, what did you think when you heard this story last week about, I mean, this isn't just a minor lawsuit, $400 million. Is he just throwing down the gauntlet? Is he trying to get attention? What do you think's up here?
Well, I was going to say a $400 million lawsuit will certainly get your attention.
Yeah, right.
I think he's trying to make something move on this. As long as it just sort of languishes out there, it's not any good, and it tries to force things, out into the open. And I think it's also obviously designed to raise questions about the way CBS prepared the report that they did for CBS this morning. You remember Gail King came down and interviewed Fairfax about this. The tough part, though, is that, again, he is a public official.
Right.
And the standards for defamation are different when it comes to public official than it does to private citizens.
Well, what do you think CBS might have done wrong? I mean, I remember the interviews with the two women. I thought they were kind of compelling interviews. I mean, there were a lot of tears, and I'm really not mocking those tears. I mean, if this did happen to one of them, it would be very upsetting. The problem is there's no legal documentation, no police reports. It doesn't sound like there's anybody in a contemporary sense who can truly back up the allegations of bad behavior against then citizen Justin Fairfax. So what is he saying CBS did wrong?
Well, basically he's saying that that they had evidence in hand that or should have had evidence in hand that would have tended to corroborate what he was saying over what his accusers were saying,
and deliberately left it out.
Yes, that would be that's what he's saying. I mean, in one case, it's that he says there was an eyewitness who happened to be a fraternity brother of his. And this is the Duke University case where it was alleged non-consensual sex. And he says there was a fraternity brother of his who also had dated the woman who is the accuser. Mm-hmm. And that he works for CBS now as a lawyer, and that so they had this in hand, and they chose not to use it or to ask questions that Fairfax's staff had suggested they ask.
So if you're preparing a story like this, whether you're at Channel 12, a local TV station, or whether you're the big guys at CBS, you have the potential to damage somebody's reputation or hurt them nationwide. Do you have an obligation to seek out that other information? And what is your obligation if you find some things that might vindicate the individual? Do you have to include those in the stories? Are there legal rules and ethical rules, or do they correspond?
There's certainly an ethical requirement that you do so, that you carry information that you have that would tend to cast doubt on the story that you're running. On the other hand, once again, you've got the problem that whether that information that they may or may not have had, he says they did, whether that rose to the level of making what they reported knowingly false. That's what it's got to be when you're talking about a public official. It's got to be knowingly false, or at least with a reckless disregard for the truth. And that's where you get into trouble there, because everyone, certainly the courts will tend to acknowledge, because they have such an interest in protecting the First Amendment that they don't want to get into a general practice of saying, no, the news media should have included this. They didn't need to include this, but they should have included this.
Yeah.
So that's where you get into a hang-up. They're generally going to come down on the side of the news media unless it appears that the media actually was trying to ignore the truth. They saw what the truth was and just ignored it because it didn't follow their narrative.
Mm-hmm. And that must be, Justin Fairfax must feel like either he can make a point here or he really does have that type of evidence. Let me switch this on you a little bit, which will make you uncomfortable perhaps, Bill. What do you think about Donald Trump suggesting that the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh should sue the New York Times and other outlets for libel regarding the stories about his alleged impropriety in college and high school?
Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily surprised that he's suggesting that, but I think that's very unlikely. You know, again, you have the same problem when you're in that rough and tumble public arena. Things are going to be said that are going to be unfair. You're supposed to be willing to go along with that as the price of being a public official or a public figure. And in this particular case, you know, obviously, it's going to depend on. You know, if he were to do so, it would, you know, they would all obviously call forth whatever testimony this person would provide against Kavanaugh. And, you know, it very likely could still end up in a he said, she said kind of situation.
Right. Well, so, I think it probably would. It is interesting, though, that these public figures, one a Republican, hypothetically, and one a Democrat in the practical sense, are kind of calling the media on the carpet. And I would guess that the assignment editors and the producers and the executive producers would take notice and be very cautious going forward because they don't need the lawsuits. Even if they've got big banks of money to back them up, at some point the executives can't like this.
Well, yeah, that's one of the real issues involved, is that when you're constantly facing legal scrutiny, that it has a chilling effect on what you report, even if what you report would actually be well within your legal and constitutional rights to do.
Yeah. Well, caution is appropriate. Chilling effect is worrisome, yeah. Bill Oglesby, you remember him from Channel 12. He's an attorney and media studies professor at VCU, and I always appreciate it when you come on. Thanks, Bill.
Always good to talk to you, John. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.